You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Hey, and Simo, your fridge at home at the moment, do you have anything like stuck to the outside of it, like magnetically, you know, stuck on?
Nah, my fridge is clean. It's like me with tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no-go zone. But the other fridge...
Does your fridge have tattoos?
No. Well, as in,
yeah,
like,
the fridge is starting a sleeve.
Both myself and my fridge are clean skinned, okay, is what I'm saying. But the fridge in the kitchen, because mine's in the shed... is got.
What do you mean you've got a fridge in the shed?
Yeah, it's in the shed. It's a garage, sorry, not in the shed.
Okay.
Garage. So the main fridge, which I'm not allowed to use because I'm a pleb, has got a whiteboard.
Yeah.
It's got a calendar.
Oh, so it's got the whole...
It's got the whole shebang.
Yeah.
The whole works. Simo's is very basic, very vanilla.
Because I'm not as posh as you. We've only got one fridge in our house.
Yeah.
But yeah, our fridge is the same as that. We've got a calendar on it, mm-hmm. we've got a whiteboard as well to kind of write stuff.
So were you, all right, you were obviously one of these guys that straight away, as soon as you move into a new place with your mates,
mm-hmm.
on the fridge, did you have like where each special night was on the pub? So
no?
Monday night, schnitty night here. Tuesday night is steak night here. Wednesday...
Simo, we didn't need to write them down. We remembered.
Okay, right. So fair enough. All right.
What about when you were growing up, when you were a kid? Did your parents ever put some of your art on the fridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, but wasn't really art per se.
No, let's face it, they're crap drawings.
Yeah.
You can always tell it's crap when the parent has to go, that's nice. What is it?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's a house. It's like, oh, yes, I can see the door there. Oh, no, that's the windows. Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's like if we scribbled something now, it would probably be better. But would it get fridge?
I hope so. I'm going to send something to my mum this afternoon and just find out.
It wouldn't get fridge real estate, would it?
I certainly hope it would. But it probably wouldn't.
Nah.
Anyway, Simon, the reason I bring up fridges is because maybe you should go and check what is on the fridge. Maybe it's snuck behind the whiteboard or something.
Okay.
There could be a lottery ticket there.
Whoa.
Which is what a New South Wales woman discovered, that she had a lottery ticket on her fridge for like 6 months. Thought, you know what, I'll pop in and find out, see if I won anything. Turns out she won $140,000.
Hot damn, that's nice, isn't it?
It's quite a lot, yes. Yeah.
What was the time difference between when it was on the fridge and when she cashed it in?
So she 6 months or so. So okay, the lottery was drawn on April 28, and she just went in and checked it earlier on this week.
There's very few things that like get stuck in behind the fridge or on the side of the fridge that gain value over time.
That is a very good point.
Like,
yes,
anything that's stuck in or behind the fridge for 6 months
is odds are not worth $140,000.
Like, the percent chance that it would be a lotto ticket, 5% maybe. Chances are that it was a guinea pig, maybe, because that's where they go. Everyone knows that's where the guinea pigs long to be.
Maybe in your household.
Well, I've never had one, but I've heard.
Okay, they sneak behind the fridge and then that is where they...
go to rest. That's like the white pearly gates is...
in the guinea pig world.
It's the fridge.
Oh, I can't wait to get under the fridge.
Simo and Jordan.
And did you catch on the project this week,
mm-hmm.
was Matthew McConaughey?
Or as he's better known as Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, but you know how he's always like, oh, damn.
Is he?
Matthew McConaughey, that guy.
No, we're getting head shakes from people outside the office.
Look,
I think this is just what you imagine Matthew McConaughey is like.
He's a very relaxed individual, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, and it's...
He's very so relaxed, he says his name over and over again.
And his houses are very hazy.
Okay.
From what I hear.
From what rumours?
Simply rumours.
Word on the street.
So he sat down to do an interview with Aussie Gold. Golden Girl, Australian sweetheart, Carrie Bickmore.
The Aussie Golden Girl, whose name you had momentarily forgotten.
Yeah, momentarily. And he had to shut down a line of questioning hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, here it is.
How do you feel about Trump? How do I feel about him?
Yeah, how do you feel about his term?
I want a fuller context and a longer form to talk about that. And if I said something to you now, it could be one line could be taken out of context and could be put in a headline, so I don't want to take the chance for that.
Whoa, look at that.
I think things got a bit tense there, which is rare when it comes to US politics that things ever get tense.
The knockdown there was pretty sufficient, pretty concise there.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon I'm going to start using it, though.
What, using what?
That line. It's very good. I reckon you could use it in a variety of contexts.
What, do you want me to, like, should we do a bit of role-playing now? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so say I am a barista at a local cafe or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Simo, would you like a coffee today?
I want a fuller context and a longer form to talk about that. And if I said something to you now, one line could be taken out of context and put in a headline, so I don't want to take a chance with that.
I'm going to assume that's a no.
flat white for him.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, are you aware of what the seven summits are?
No.
Does that ring
sonnets?
Any bells?
Are you talking about poetry?
No, not sonnets.
Oh, okay, right.
We're not doing poetry chat. Don't worry.
Okay, yeah.
Seven summits.
Summits. Well, it's no, I don't know what it is, but it's obviously something to do with a hill.
It is.
Okay.
So, Simo, an Aussie adventurer has become the youngest person ever to climb all of the seven summits.
How old is he?
We'll get to that in a moment. But what the seven summits are, they're the highest mountain on each continent.
Oh, do we have one?
We do. Yeah, well, yes, we do. I kind of Googled the seven summits just before to kind of get a list of them.
Hmm.
And the Google list that popped up named nine. So I don't know if there's nine summits or seven. I'm not an expert.
Similar to the, what do they call them? Are they the descendants that are, no, the ancestors? What, oh, shivers. What are the ones on the Great Ocean Road? That are crumbling?
The apostles?
That's the one, yeah. ballpark, yeah. So the apostles, they're the ones similar. You don't know how many there are now because they're crumbling.
Last time I checked, mountains, the tallest mountains around the world aren't crumbling. They could be.
Well, they might be.
You can't just turn around and go, I'm pretty sure Everest was here.
Well, wasn't it? Might be changing in heights. Like Mount Kosciuszko might take the lead in 2500.
I think we'll be waiting a while for Cozzy to take the lead. So Mount Everest is on the list. Kilimanjaro is the highest in Africa. Mont Blanc, I believe, is the highest in Europe.
Mont Blanc.
And yes, Simo, Mount Kosciuszko is the highest in... is Australia a continent or not?
Yes.
Or is Oceania? Whatever.
Yeah, no,
the one that we live on, Kosciuszko is the highest.
It's Australia, yeah. So I had a sneaking suspicion it would be Kosciuszko. What about Antarctica?
Antarctica does have one as well.
Yeah, what one is it? I'm interested.
A Mount Vinson.
Oh, Vin. How do you spell it?
V-I-N-S-O-N.
Vinson.
How you would expect.
Yeah, yeah. I was just checking. I was just making sure it wasn't just like a rogue pronunciation from you.
No, but so back to this guy. So he's the youngest ever person to climb all the seven summits.
Hmm.
His name is Daniel Bull.
Okay.
And yes, he's climbed all the tallest mountains on each continent. Now, Simo.
Yeah.
You know that I'm always on a lookout for a possible record that I could break.
Yes.
This person is the youngest person ever to complete all these seven summits.
Oh, wait.
And he's aged... Well, have a guess.
Okay. All right. Now I'm seeing where this is going. Is he 62?
No.
Is he 84?
You've gone over, which makes it sound less impressive when I say he's 37.
Okay, he's 37. Yep.
He's 37. But Simo, you and I were both in our 20s.
Yes, indeed.
You're in your later 20s.
Yes, indeed.
I'm more mid.
Yeah.
I've done one of the seven summits without even realising. I've done Kosciuszko. Mm. It was easy.
One of us may be in our mid-20s and one of us may be in our slightly elder 20s, but one of us would handle the seven summits a lot better.
Simo, how many have you done? Have you ever climbed Kozzy?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. I know for a fact that you haven't.
I'm
1-0 up on you, Simo. Bring it. I will race you to the top of Kosciuszko.
He's doubled down there because he's feeling threatened. Is what's happened there.
No, I'm just winning.
Simo and Jordan.
And birthday parties, surprise ones, yes, no?
I don't know. I've never had a birthday party, whether it's a surprise or not. That's...
Oh,
you might not know.
Really?
No, yeah, I've never been into... Even as a kid, I was never into birthday parties.
Wait, as in never going to someone else's or having your own?
No, having my own.
Same.
I got invited to other people. I had friends.
No, I'm the same. Very limited kind of, you know, some, like, gatherings of family, per se.
Mm.
But my mentality was always like, we should probably, like, do something with life semi-special.
Even as a six-year-old, you're like one of the great thinkers of the world.
I was very hard on myself, which is unfortunate. So surprise birthday parties are out.
No, I don't know if I would like one per se, but I don't know if I would like a party myself.
the birthday book, right? We left Rachel G from admin out of said birthday book.
Did we?
We did, yeah. And I got a massive lecture. She burst into the studio.
She does do that,
The door opened. Everything went, my papers went everywhere. Mm. And I got a...
Your papers. Stop pretending you're prepared.
What are these, Jordan? I ask you.
What? When was that written on? You printed that off like a month ago.
So I got a stern lecture regarding that.
Well, we should say a happy, I believe it's a 21st birthday to Rachel G from admin.
Well, yeah, no, she's spoiled her surprise now, so. Mm.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, oh, we had this huge thing planned.
Oh, yeah. Now I see where you're going. Yeah, yeah, we were going to do
exactly,
that.
But
yeah.
Now we're not
going
to bother.
I know,
really.
now we can't, unfortunately.
Now, the reason
what a shame.
The reason I bring up the surprise birthday parties is because a guy has arrived at his very own birthday party to find that his partner has thrown him a surprise funeral instead.
What? So, wait, had anyone died? Or
no.
Was it, no, okay.
It was just kind of like they imagined that he was dead and he was present at his own funeral.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's weird.
So everyone gathered around and they had a wake and things and kind of celebrated him having 33 years of living and what, you know, how special he was to everyone around him. In a funeral-type vibe.
Can I ask, when he did arrive at the party-slash-funeral,
yeah.
Did all of the other guests acknowledge him, or did they just, ignore him?
Ghost him.
Yeah, because that would be... Because then he would be thinking, oh, my God, maybe I have actually died.
Maybe.
Can you imagine that? You walk in, hi, guys, I'm here, and everyone's just crying. You go up and wave, and they're like, oh, no, we can't see him, so we have to kind of pretend to be sad.
I was wondering if maybe that the relationship was over.
Yeah. There is another sign of, that... But yeah.
So the casket was made from an ironing board and pillows. So it's a high-tech arrangement that they've set up.
Mm.
I don't know if you even got an ironing board at home.
I've got pillows.
So if we were to celebrate, say, like Jordan's death, right, for your birthday.
It's a weird thing to say.
How would you like to go? For instance, like when they're opening it up, they're like, we're here, gathered here today to lay to rest, Jordan. Oh,
so you're opening up the book, you're going, this is your life.
That's right, yeah.
By Ray Martin, I think he was the guy who did that show.
You're present, you're actually there, but what would you like to go as? It's like, Jordan, smothered to death by numerous puppies.
That would be a unique way to go.
Decent way to go.
I don't know. I just really hope that everyone got the memo that this was a funeral party and no one rocked up thinking it was an actual funeral.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, there's some footage that's kind of doing the rounds on social media. I'm not sure whether you've seen this or not, but it's of a family who are visiting Tennessee in America.
It's wild footage.
Yeah. Oh, so you've seen it?
I've seen it.
Okay, so what it is they have got their car just parked there. They're not in their car.
Mm.
They're kind of a couple of meters or so away from it, but filming their car as a bear walks up to the car, opens the back door, and appears to climb in.
That is the ridiculous part for me. The bear opened the door?
Yeah, like the door was closed. So the bear kind of got its claw under the handle of the door,
pulled it, and
the door opened.
Yeah, no, the bear walked over there, he pulled out the keys, he pressed the button, opened the door, in he goes.
He didn't do that much. If he did, that would be terrifying. I mean, it's already pretty terrifying.
Terrifying, yeah.
Simo, I think we've got the audio over here. It made the news as well. I think we've got the audio.
The Franzax family Nissan had a Smoky Mountain Admiral.
It opened the car door.
Hey!
That last part. I want to get that as my ringtone, like my message tone whenever someone messages me.
Can you imagine that you're just in the supermarket or something? Oh, a text message.
Yeah, just text messages come through. Just wait, I got to get this. Hold up. Hold on, I just got to flick Jordan a message.
My phone makes that noise when I send messages as well, which is a bit weird.
Can we also talk about how delightfully, rich that newsreader's voice is? Can we talk about it's like beautiful, rich honey?
I didn't hear it. Can you play it again?
It's so good.
Can we have to talk again?
The Franzak's family Nissan had a smoky mountain admiral.
Well, we're going to tell
you. I want him doing my ringtone.
We're going to tell you. Your answering machine. So you have, yeah, that'd be brilliant. You'd have your answering machine, which is just like that guy absolutely loving it.
The Franzak's family Nissan had a smoky mountain admiral.
Yeah, hey, Jordan, it's Simo. I'll leave you a message. This will convert to a text. It'll go through to your phone in just a sec.
Simo and Jordan.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.